This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Habari Gani, mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, fifth day of Kwanzaa, Nia Purpose, and here with us, as always, the founder of this Pan-African cultural holiday, professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University in Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaito Organizations, executive director of the African-American Cultural Center and the Kawaito Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaita and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, A Study in Classical African Ethics, Selections from the Husiya, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, now in its fourth edition, and Oduifa, the Ethical Teachings. And he's the creator, and which is why he's here this week. He's the creator of this holiday we've been celebrating all week right here with him, Kwanzaa, and then Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles, and also the author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. He's also the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante, God bless him as well, entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. And finally, we are anxiously awaiting the forthcoming major work he's working on entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. Here on this fifth day of Kwanzaa, we say once again, what's the news? It is Nia, and as always, remind you the candle now. We're going to light the green candle, the second one on the right from the middle, from Umoja in the black, two candles. One, two. The second one is Nia for today purpose. Dr. Karenga Habari Gani.
Nia Habari Gani. It's good to be back again. Thank you so much for the invitation and opportunity to celebrate this beautiful Pan-African holiday that embraces the whole African community. It is celebrated, as you know, on every continent in the world. Throughout the world, African community, people celebrate Kwanzaa and practice Nguzo Saba. The fifth principle is Nia purpose. And the text tells us that this principle calls on us to make our collective vocation the building and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. So there's a lot in that, right? That is, first, a collective vocation. Second, restoring our people to their traditional greatness. What is this collective vocation? What do we do to build? And what is this idea of restoring people to our people to their traditional greatness? So this principle calls us together in a lifetime project. That's what a collective vocation is. We can't do it. It's like I told people when I'm stepping away from the university at the end of the year. I'm saying to them, look, I'm not retiring because I'm not retiring. I don't have a career. I have a life vocation. And so what I'm doing is not retiring as a life vocation. I can't step away from my life vocation. So I'm not retiring. What I'm doing is stepping into another special space to continue my intellectual and practical work I've been doing even before I came to the university, which is teaching, right? Organizing, writing, lecturing nationally and internationally, doing as best I can good in the world. For here is the purpose of life, to do good in the world, right? And so I want us to see that the principle calls us together in a lifetime project, a collective vocation, and the practice of building and developing ourselves and our communities, in a word, our people, and to do it in our own interest, as well as in the shared interest of others in the world. And we must see greatness in the good we do. Now, this understanding is really expressed in the ancient African ethical imperative found in the Odu Ifa that says, let's do things with joy, for surely humans have been divinely chosen to bring good into the world. Chosen to bring good in the world. What a beautiful idea that we're chosen, not over and against anybody, but chosen with everybody to do one thing, to be bring good into the world, to take whatever life vocation we have and use it to bring good in the world. So whether we are a lawyer, a doctor, a judge, a journalist, a pharmacist, or a farmer, or any profession, we use it to pursue good in the world and to use that good to build our community, to restore us to our traditional greatness. So what is this about chosen to bring good in the world? We must remember that even as we're chosen, we must always choose. And we must choose love over hate, freedom over unfreedom, kindness over hostility and hatred. We must choose the good always, and we must do the good. And what we must realize is that we're struggling to return Africa, to restore Africa and African people to their proper place, as Nana Marcus Garvey said, as a bright star among the constellation of nations in the world. A bright star among the constellation of nations in the world. We return our people to their proper place, equal and beautiful, right? Respected and free. Free being themselves, right? Free understanding themselves. Free to grow and develop and to flourish and to come into the fullness of themselves. And to do this through being aware, serving, working, sacrificing, struggling, and building in the interest of our people and for the good of the world. So when we light the candle for Nia, we make this wish and make this commitment to work and struggle for the realization of the collective vocation of restoring the rightful power and proper place of African people in this country and the world, and of daring greatness through amassing and using knowledge to serve and do good in the world. So when we say restore them to their traditional greatness, it's restoring them to the place where we use knowledge to serve and do good in the world. For it is written in the sacred text of our ancestors, the Hosea, that said, the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds. Everybody that we know, that we call great, whether it's our religious founders, our religious leaders, or our social leaders or political leaders, or just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Guess what? We see them as great because of what? The life of service and sacrifice often that they give us. And so we must remember that our ultimate purpose is found in the teachings of our ancestors, which says that we are chosen, Eniyan, the word for human being in Yoruba, it's the same word for chosen one. So we're chosen, chosen to bring good in the world. And we say that's a fundamental mission and meaning of life. And there's another nice aspect to that. It says, not let any good be lost. In discussing how we are to achieve this, it tells us we must sacrifice. We must build our character. We must love doing good. It's not enough to do good. We must love doing good. I thought that was a beautiful teaching of the ancestors. And that's because when you do something and you don't love doing it, you don't want to do it, it poisons and tarnishes the deed itself. If you came to your friend, and even a friend, and you asked a friend to help you with some money up front, and they start lecturing you about the use of money, now, you might not even give it to them. You might throw it down somewhere, or you just might not take it at all, right? Because guess what? They tarnish the deed of giving by doing it in the wrong spirit. So the ancestors said, you must love to do good. And if you love to do good, people will feel it and it will come into goodness for all of us. Because we're taught that the good we do for others, we're also doing it for ourselves. We are building the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history African. What a beautiful thought by Lady Tai said in Hosea. It said, do good. Doing good is not difficult. Just speaking good is a monument for those who do it. For those who do good for others are also doing it for themselves. How? Because they are building the good family, the good community, the good society, and the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a worthy legacy. Hotep, Ashe, Heri, and always we wish for all of you blessings without number and all good things without end. And in the tradition of the harvest celebration, we wish you, for you all the good that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their depths.
Habari Gani is the greeting for today. When we greet one another, we say, what's the news, Habari Gani? And reply with the principle of today, Nia, purpose to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our own community in order to restore our people to traditional greatness. Some folks talk about making America great again. We must also remember our greatness.
That's right.
The African people. If any greatness has been torn asunder and must be restored, it is ours. And it's up to us to do that. That is our purpose. Dr. Maulana Karinga, the founder of Kwanzaa, also, as always, we invite you to visit officialkwanzaawebsite.org to find out more about the principles, the ritual, and everything involved in Kwanzaa. We invite you to do so. Please, ma'am, please, sir, all of the symbols in Kwanzaa. What we do for the children as well. All of that is available for you at officialkwanzaawebsite.org. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Tomorrow is Kumba. Join us again with Dr. Karinga. It has been made plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.